This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Celtics-Knicks, right. Game 6 tonight, 8 o'clock tip, and you can talk about that and the importance of it for the Boston Celtics all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. They said it coming up in about 20 minutes, news with Courtney at 7:45. We are going to play Hill Notes back at 9:20. We had it, Curtis, I'm interested in your POV on this because you're not sadly not with us here, but Wiggy and I had a discussion with some listeners yesterday afternoon about emergency top five current best Hill Noters. And I know Angry Principal Dave is not one of your favorites, Curtis, but I believe that Shime Song Guy has vaulted himself to the top with only one Hill Note. Am I correct about that?
With that production quality yesterday, he might be number one.
I would still go with the Jackson guy.
Wiggy, yeah. I agree.
Jackson Life Hack Guy is still better.
But I do like Courtney's BFF.
But that same guy, Shime says. So the
same
the
guy
Jackson,
as, what?
As the Jackson guy.
No, yes. He didn't say that. Really?
Shime said that, or Jackson may have told me. It's the same guy.
All right. Did you tell her that, Jackson?
Yes, I did. Yep.
How do you know it's the same guy?
Because when I roll them in, it says the name of the person and where they're from.
Oh.
And it's the same thing.
Okay.
Okay, so then he gets two spots.
Right.
Because he does
a star.
He does an impersonation of Jackson, which is spectacular. And then he does the Courtney BFF. Is it a guy or a girl?
Guy.
That he does that. Like, it's... I love the Hill Note. Like, we should do the, excuse me, the air
it's
quality.
It's always at 7. Do you notice that?
Yeah. It's the air quality here, Curtis. You
the
know,
air quality
it's
here.
The air quality around you.
I think you mean like the humidity
like,
or.
Your air, to define your air quality in a visual, it's like Spicoli getting out of the van in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Maybe it is the humidity that makes my mouth
the
dry.
Humility.
It's not the humility.
Or the AC overnight.
That could be it.
Yeah, that's probably
that
it.
Could be it.
Yep.
I'm not a big AC person. Oh, you're right about that, Courtney.
Well,
could be
I
it.
I mean, you survived the week without being incarcerated here
nope.
in Bermuda. So
we haven't left yet.
And I was, my wife and I, we was out in the city last night on Front Street.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man, Fronts, we should have been there all week. It was popping. They had a DJ.
Where'd you go?
We went to, what's the name of that spot?
Front Porch?
What's it called?
The front
porch? Yard. Front yard. Oh. We went to front yard.
They had a spot.
They had a DJ. Was right there.
Yeah.
Man, it was a vibe over there last night.
That's Hamilton. That's where you
were. Yeah, downtown Hamilton.
Hamilton.
But I guess it's called Front Street,
that's
right?
That's the capital.
Yeah. Man, it was a nice vibe in Hamilton. Yeah.
Okay. Are you coming back? You and the missus?
Yeah, they're doing a carnival next month. which is I always wanted to do one of those. We've always wanted to go to one of those. And then there's another thing in July they told us to come back to the cricket. It's like a cricket match that they said this shuts the island down. It turns into a massive, massive, massive great time. Mm. So, for sure. 1 hour and 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Man, you can't beat that.
I mean, it's Courtney and I were talking about it. We have the luxury of going all over New England on this show and
right.
visiting the Cape and visiting Rhode Island for road shows. And you don't seem to really enjoy yourself when we go to places, but you love this place.
Oh, hands down. If it wasn't for the Greg Hill show, I would have never even thought about coming to this place.
To Bermuda.
Yeah, because I was like a lot of people who, you know, they think, oh, go to the Caribbean, go to the Bahamas, go to Jamaica. And it's like, all right. And I would have never even thought about it. I'm like, and now being here, I'm like, hands down, I would come here before. A, there's no traffic like those places. Like, when you go to some of those places, mm-hmm. the people are mad friendly. Mm-hmm. The beaches, all that, you want that. That's what I love more than anything. So, man, I'll be here all the time.
It's actually wild for Courtney and Greg. Like, if we leave Southie and fly to Bermuda, it's probably quicker than driving to P-Town in the summer.
Definitely.
100%.
Definitely.
100%.
Which is
like,
wild.
It's 1 hour and 35 minutes on the plane, and it'll take you 1 hour and 45 to get to the Bourne Bridge from Boston.
I'm saying including the cab to the airport, going through security, like the whole thing, it's quicker. It's wild.
This is the shortest road show that we have.
Not really.
Because everywhere we go is a 2-hour drive. You go to Springfield, it's 2 hours. It's a 2-hour drive to Springfield.
Especially when we're driving there,
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. We have leads left, including one from Wiggy. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, so Courtney, I think I might have some great news for you because we know about the Celtics and them winning this series, but our focus is on next year. Right? And what they're going to do. So I think I might have some great news for you, Courtney. You might lose some pieces that we fall in love with, but it's your way to keep Jaylen Brown. So next year, if you cut the salary of Jrue Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis, and Derek White, that is $90 million that you're able to cut off the books. So you're going to be at 227 payroll. That's going to knock you down to whatever that is, 138, somewhere in that range. You'll be able to save your money. And here's what you could potentially do moving forward. So your team might not be very good because let's say it is Jaylen Brown. And next year, Pete Pritch is only $7 million on the book, so you keep him around. Then what happens is he's out. Then when Tatum comes back, what you then can do is you'll have a big pick. You won't be able to trade because you won't have the salaries to trade. But what you will have is potential free agents that will be available, like a guy like Paolo Banchero, who's down in Orlando, who will be a free agent that summer of 2026, I believe. And now he'll say to himself, do I link up and play with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and get my max contract there? So you have Max and Tatum, you have Max and Brown, and then you have Max and your new superstar, who is somebody who is a free agent going, you know what, I don't want to stay around here. I'm not going to say that. I believe Luka Doncic has a player option. I'm just using guys like that that have player options that they can bow out, become free agents. So you'd have to lose all those guys next year. But that could be the way to keep the two Jays together, bring in a free agent, and still have potentially a lottery pick, which could potentially be three studs and a young stud coming up, because you probably won't be very good next year with just Jaylen Brown and Pete Pritch and then whatever team you put around those guys. But that's your way to kind of keep JB around and still start your new dynasty when Tatum's ready to come back the following season.
And just remind me, because you've gone back and forth on this a little bit here or there the last few days, if this team somehow is able to get to the finals and maybe even win the finals without Jason Tatum.
Yep.
Nothing changes in your mind from the ownership's perspective on keeping both of the Jays.
No, they would keep the Jays in that way, and they would just move on from everybody else. Because you win a chip,
Wiggy, you said when this happened that there's no way that means anything other than they intend to split up the Jays.
No, no, no. I said there's ways that you can go. There's two avenues you can go. Do you move on from Jaylen Brown, which is probably going to get you more than those three players, Porzingis, Jrue Holiday, and Derek White? It's going to get you more than that, right?
But Curtis is right. When Wick was on this show and then somewhat shockingly said to everybody, we're going to have to deal with apron issues.
Right.
I think everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Thought that that meant that one of the, and this is before the injury,
right,
that one of the two of them was going to have to be gone.
No, the apron issues, I think, because next year in itself, Holiday's making $32 million, Porzingis is making $30 million, and Derek White is making $28 million. So part of those apron issues are those three guys right there. If you have two max guys and Tatum and Brown making, you know, $50-plus million, you could probably deal with that blow. But when you have those two guys making 50-plus million and those other guys making, you know, over 30 million or damn near close to 30 million, that's where the issue becomes. Yeah. So you have to figure out which money is worth getting rid of. And I do agree with Curtis. Jaylen Brown brings you more. But if you want to keep the two Jays together, there's a way to do it.
I think okay. Just the team is a little bit looser right now, and I don't know, it's not anybody's fault per se, but if they win this series, coming on the heels of the NBA Finals MVP and Conference Final MVP performances from Brown, it sets up a pretty interesting conversation for the offseason.
Yeah, and when you say looser, I think, you know, it's human nature. If you can rely on somebody like Jason Tatum,
yep,
who wants to be relied on, is a top, whatever, you want to give him top five, you want mm-hmm. to give him top eight, whatever, in the NBA talent,
yep,
and you're used to relying on him when he's not there, then it's on you. It's on you to up your game, and that's what this has created,
right.
I think, in
right.
his absence.
Right.
Which, you know, these guys didn't get the opportunity to be the guys. And I know
you always say that though, but you're wrong for saying that.
Okay.
Because Pete Prince was the sixth man of the year.
I understand that.
So he got the opportunity. Derek White had a tremendous season this year. He got the opportunity.
Curtis, am I wrong about that? I don't
think you're wrong about that.
Okay.
I think what this does is, it provides an opportunity to evaluate the roster in a different way, not something that anybody would have chosen, but you have to take something like this and use it as a way to see what the team will look like going forward, because you're going to be forced to see it without Jason Tatum for at least another season.
All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it, brother.
Rob Gronkowski says that maybe, like many of you, he is getting sick of all of the discourse around Bill Belichick and Jordan. And Rob Gronkowski spoke at the YouTube Brandcast on the red carpet this week. And he said that he knows how Bill Belichick can make this all go away and make the critics shut up. And Rob Gronkowski said, and I quote, "Bill has to produce, and I'm going to be tuning in, and I want to see him win some games. Because if he wins some games, he will shut everyone up. And that would be fun to see." That's what Rob Gronkowski said.
I believe it.
You think it goes away if he just wins some football games?
Yeah. I mean, if he wins it, North Carolina is like, if you know, they're a top 25 yeah. team and they're a team that yeah. has the potential to make the playoffs, it all goes away.
Who cares? Who cares about his girlfriend if he's winning?
But right. it doesn't change the fact that that most of America considers him to be a doddering old sucker who has been transfixed by a 24-year-old.
I think it completely changes the narrative. I think that nobody will be talking about Jordan. If he starts winning games and Bill looks like, you know, the Bill that we know and love, then nobody's going to think twice about the fact that he's dating a 24-year-old.
They'll say all those things about him that you just said, but they'll go, hey, but he still
right.
can coach.
Yep.
That's the thing. They might say all those things about Bill and him dating a 24-year-old, however old she is, and all that narrative. But they'll say, wow, that Belichick man, he can really coach. Who gives a damn that he's dating a 24-year-old? They'll start looking around at the older coaches that are in the, you know, coaching and saying, hey, maybe you need a 24-year-old.
Right.
Because look,
like Pete Carroll.
Yeah, hey, Pete, get you a 24-year-old. But I agree with Rob, and that's why I am so excited and fascinated to watch Bill this year, because if he's able to win, it goes away. But if he loses, turn the level up to 500, because people are going to be coming for the whole. They will then be blaming the Jordan-Bill relationship.
I think the fact, the missed part of this is that everything Bill stood for here was to not create distractions that made your job more difficult. And what Gronk just described is the opposite of that. Belichick has to succeed to quiet the noise regarding his off-field behavior. And that in and of itself encapsulates just how fraudulent who he is and who he demanded his players to be. That's just my perspective.
Yeah. Well, and that's probably how Gronk felt when Bill was complaining to him about social media or being out and about. And he was probably like, I prove it on the field, so don't say anything.
Yeah, but that's
be happy, be free.
But that's what we do. I do it with my kids. Hey, don't do that. But you do it. Yeah, that's me. You don't do that. But that's kind of what coaches are. I don't want you to. Now Bill is in a new world of living. This is how he used to tell us to do things. And we looked at it like, really, Bill? But now he's kind of how Jordan opened his eyes and she's right. his muse. And now he's I bet he's telling his kids over there now, like, hey, you know what? Enjoy your love life.
Yeah, all I right. would also say one other part of this, it's not new. Bill demanded his players take less while he demanded to be the highest paid in the profession. So, anyway.
Yeah. All right. Those are our leads. And coming up, we'll get to They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. We have game 6 tonight at MSG against the Knicks. Tip is at 8 p.m. Injury report is just Jason Tatum. The NBA playoff game last night, the Nuggets tie the series up with the Thunder in game 6, so they're headed to a game 7 in Oklahoma City. The Red Sox back in action tonight at Fenway, taking on the Braves at 7:10 first pitch, with Garrett Crochet taking the mound, opposing Chris Sale. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. As for the NHL playoff games last night, the Jets keep their series alive with the Stars. Dallas leads that series 3-2, and now Carolina wins their series with Washington in five games. As for the PGA Championship, Johnny Vegas leads the way after day one at 7-under. Ryan Gerard is the top American on the leaderboard at 5-under after day one. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Grilling season is in full swing with boneless chicken now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Pick up value pack all-natural Signature Farms boneless chicken breast or thighs for just $2.47 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to two per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, Courtney. Well, right now in Bermuda, 73 degrees, cloudy, very bad air quality. So maybe get a gas mask.
We'll get Coach of Water.
Yeah, it could be like Courtney said, the humidity or the air conditioning. I tend to get the dry mouth in hot places.
It's the AC. Right. I've had a runny nose from it. Yeah.
It could be.
It could be the dancing. I don't know. 65 degrees, mostly cloudy, afternoon high of 80.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.